USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A secretly recorded conversation between Donald Trump and his lawyer at the time, Michael Cohen, has been made public. CNN, the first to broadcast the recording from 2016, that reportedly deals with how the president was looking to buy the rights to the story of Playboy model Karen McDougal, who claims to have had an affair with Trump years ago. Trump's current lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says that's not what the tape says at all.
Cohen says that we need financing, and the president says, wait a second, what? The president did not know about this before this conversation, at least with regard to the transaction that we're talking about.
He was speaking on Fox News, a Georgia state lawmaker who dropped his pants and shouted the N-word while he was getting pranked on a TV show, now leaving office, Republican Jason Spencer announcing his decision last night. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A new report raising questions about the death of an American student after his release from North Korea. GQ magazine says 22-year-old Otto Warmbier suffered a fatal brain injury immediately after his trial on charges of stealing a poster from a North Korean hotel, and the report suggests he may have injured himself, believing he was going to spend the next 15 years at hard labor in North Korea. A 26-year-old Dearborn, Michigan man accused of being an ISIS fighter who provided support to the terrorist group from 2015 until just last month expected to be arraigned today. This man, who lives near the suspect's home, says he knew something was up when it appeared the home was recently raided.
I just saw five or seven, FBI cars over here.
Ibrahim Musabli was captured trying to escape one of the last ISIS-held areas of Syria and was identified as a militant from the U.S. by other ISIS members. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A candidate supported by President Trump is now the apparent winner in Georgia's Republican primary runoff for governor. Georgia's Secretary of State Brian Kemp now becomes the Republican nominee who will run against Democratic nominee Stacey Abrams. The state's Republican governor, Nathan Deal, had supported Kemp's opponent, Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle. Singer Demi Lovato is reportedly recovering in a hospital after an apparent drug overdose. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Lovato was rushed to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles after being found unconscious in her Hollywood Hills home on Tuesday. TMZ reports the singer was treated with Narcan, which is a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Lovato's hospitalization comes just weeks after the singer, who struggled with substance abuse in the past, revealed she'd recently suffered a relapse. I'm Wendy King.
And the latest on Lovato's condition is that she is awake and speaking to her doctors. And there's a new multimillionaire in Northern California. The California Lottery reports that a winning ticket in last night's Mega Millions drawing was sold at a liquor store in San Jose. The jackpot was up to $522 million, the fifth largest Mega Millions jackpot ever. If the lucky winner takes home the lump sum payment, well, they'll walk away with over $300 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.